You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, streaming live and available on demand at WBAI.org. Coming up next, Good Morning Nueva York with me, your host, King Downing. Good morning.
Every day I have the blues. Every day. Every day I have the blues. You see me worrying. If you, I hate to lose. Nobody loves me.
Welcome to Good Morning Nueva York. If you're just joining us, I'm King Downing, the host. We will be here till 7 a.m. Michael G. Haskins is engineering in studio. In the background, every day I get the blues by B.B. King. It's a live version from Cook County Jail. And the reason why we're doing that is because on today's program, a conflict resolution program getting close to its 50th birthday teaches self-awareness and conflict resolution in prisons led by incarcerated people and others. They also do this in outside communities. Three of their leaders, workshop facilitators, including one who's formerly incarcerated, who led the workshops behind the walls, joins us this morning to talk about their program and show you how you can be part of upcoming trainings yourself. And we'll take your calls. So stay with us. The program is called the Alternatives to Violence Project, or AVP. Their national website is AVPUSA, and we'll get the local one from our guest this morning. Their goal is to build an international movement of creative conflict resolution built on affirmation, respect for all communities, cooperation, and trust. And joining us this morning from AVP are Eleanor Novak. Good morning, Eleanor.
Good morning, King. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to have you on. Charles Corbin. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, King. How are you? Good morning, New York. Good morning, everyone.
I'm great. And then Chad Dell, all from AVP. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, King. Thanks for having us on the program.
So, Eleanor, let's turn to you. A program like this inside prisons that are so troubled and communities, how in the world does that become effective?
King, people who participate find that it allows them to connect with other people sometimes in ways that they have not felt comfortable to do before. It really lowers the barriers between people through community building, through understanding that we all share experiences of violence, and violence has impacted our lives and our communities. And as we begin to explore that experience, we really feel a sense of connection and trust, and that enables us to go a little farther and explore, well, what else can we do together? And the 50-year history shows that when people encounter this approach, it really is uplifting to them, and they want to know more, and they want to do more.
And what's your role? I know you're a facilitator, and what else do you do?
I'm the coordinator for the state of New Jersey. So I organize workshops along with other facilitators. I have to say that AVP is, we don't really like to elevate people into leadership. We like to do things together as a team. And so with a team of other facilitators, we'll plan the agendas that we're going to do for workshops. We'll publicize and recruit, and we'll organize in different parts of the state.
And turning to you, Chad, what goes on in the workshops, and how do they transform?
When people come into a workshop for the first time, you know, they're already bringing some of the skills, life skills that that we need to solve conflict problems. So part of what we're doing is creating community amongst these people. We are learning and drawing on the experience of everybody that comes into the room. As facilitators, we are leading them on a journey through active listening skills, understanding the roots and triggers of violence, and doing things like my brain is failing me at this hour of the morning. But doing exercises, we also play games and do other things that bring us together as a community and remind us how we can solve conflict situations. We do role plays. We learn different problem-solving skills. And through, we also have a lot of fun.
And Charles, how long have you been out? How did you get connected to the program while you were inside? And what was it like facilitating?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Thank you, glory to God. I've been out for 3 years now, thanks to God. You know, since doing first ABP workshop when I was in FCI Raybrook, New York, I was introduced by a reentry council we had there. It was a group of us who were, you know, adamant about bringing programming into the prisons and implementing systems of support. And we started ABP New York, and I was transferred later after that years to a lower security prison in Fort Dix, New Jersey, where, you know, there was a need. And, I actually supported with implementing, you know, the ABP New Jersey workshops in Fort Dix as I collaborated with Chief and Chad and Elevating Ellen.
So, Ellen, talk about those names that he just gave, and then I'm going to do a little disclosure. So, talk about the names.
Yeah, one of the first things that we do in a workshop is ask people to choose for themselves a name that affirms them and also has some connection with their first name. That belief actually came out of Sing Sing originally, where incarcerated men were saying, we don't get called by our first name. We certainly never get affirmed when we're referred to in this institution. And so ABP developed this idea that we want to affirm ourselves every time we say our name and every time we speak. And what that does is it allows us to learn each other's names early on in a workshop. But also every time we speak, we're saying something good about ourselves. So I chose the name Elevating Eleanor because I like to feel like I'm elevating my game every time I say it.
Okay, Elevating Eleanor. And Chad, tell us your name.
My positive name is Cheerful Chad. I'm a guy who likes to look at the glasses being a little more than half full, and the cheerful part just reminds me that that's a core part of who I am and to bring that forward.
Cheerful Chad. And okay, Charles, I'm ready for yours.
So I kind of got a hybrid, actually. You know, I started out when I first, you know, began ABP, I was the challenging Charles, and those were called basic workshops where we just building community and, you know, learning some of the principles of ABP. I was the challenging Charles. But as I advanced and I, you know, also later became a facilitator and helping to implement other institutions, you know, I grew in the principles and I stopped some of my challenging confrontational ways within, you know, the institutions. And I became the champion Charles. And so I learned to champion them. That's where I've been, the champion Charles.
Love the name, love the story. So we have Elevating Eleanor, Cheerful Chad, and Champion Charles. And I'm glad that you brought that up, Charles, the names, because I always do a disclosure with my program. Through my work with the American Friends Service Committee, I am collaborating with ABP. I took the training a long time back when I was first with this organization, and I was grandparented out, and so I'm going through the process again. I've done the basic training, and I am Cool King, and I picked that because I couldn't think of anything else that started with a K. So that's my story. Now, turning back to Chad, can you give an example of a workshop? Just take us through it as if we're all sitting here. We've got all these people on the air listening through the internet, all over the country, all over the world. Just give us a quick exercise.
A quick exercise. Well, You know, my first experience with ABP was in a New Jersey prison for people 18 to 30, and it was the first time I'd been in a prison. So, you know, I sat down with a room of some civilians, two or three civilians, and 25 men in khakis, and was a little nervous, not having had that experience before. But, you know, we did the naming exercise, and we had an exercise called concentric circles where a facilitator would ask us to pair up with one other person and speak one-on-one each for 2 minutes about a topic that they named. And they're usually easy topics, like a person who I respect. So each of us would speak for 2 minutes, and the other would just listen. But through that exercise, I got to know three different people, and got to see the connections between the different people I was talking to. And it made me feel like I wasn't alone. And by the end of the evening, I knew five or six people by their first names. And by the end of the workshop, I knew all 25 people who were there. And I knew the connections between us, that we all had these shared human experiences that brought us a little closer. It was an amazing experience.
I wanted to ask you, Charles, what kind of challenges did you face being incarcerated, and how did this program help you and others with you?
So some of the challenges that incarceration faces is you know, really transforming interventions for transformation while with, you know, the facilities. It's working with custody staff, you know, to understand, you know, we need programs, we need resources. An individual will be left to the same person if it's in time without intervention. And so, you know, that was the challenges that was faced in some institutions. And ABP really filled that gap, you know, and facilitated many opportunities. So much this provided for me, you know. Is a necessary outlet for, you know, individuals inside to create safe spaces for vulnerability, folks to become creative, you know, new thinking, you know, and for me, you know, career-wise also, you know, it was a wonderful experience of practice, and productive, you know, purposeful skill sets, you know, life skills, organization, program implementation, project management, collaborative efforts, and spiritually balanced intervention, you know, so. Inside of is really needed, you know, not just to manage conflict, but also for, you know, important skills.
Great. I want to just leave time. Eleanor, take a minute and tell us about the upcoming trainings, when and where, and how people can get more information.
Thank you, King. We are having a basic level workshop in October. The dates are during the week. Wednesday, October 23rd, Thursday, October 24th, and Friday, October 25th. And participants need to attend all 3 days. It's from 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. Lunch is included. It's being held at Blackbird Community Commons. That's 131 Atkins Avenue in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Folks can find out more about it and sign up by going to our website, which is avpnj.org.
Great. Great. So it's the basic training, the first level training, Wednesday the 23rd, Thursday the 24th, Friday the 25th from 9 to 3 p.m. with lunch. And it's going to be at Blackbird 137 Atkins in Asbury Park. Go to avpnj.org, avpnj.org. And if you are in other parts of the country, you can go to avpusa.org to get information about the program and trainings in your area. Eleanor, elevating Eleanor Novak, cheerful Chad Dell, and from challenging to champion Charles Corbin, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your work, and I look forward to continuing to work with you all.